With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump's inauguration fund getting a boost from two tech giants. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Both Amazon and Meta, Facebook's parent, confirmed donations of $1 million. Amazon also said the e-commerce giant will stream January's presidential inauguration on its Prime Video service, a separate in-kind donation worth another $1 million. The Meta donation came just weeks after CEO Mark Zuckerberg met with Trump privately at Mar-a-Lago. Next week, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is scheduled to sit down with the president-elect. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, Donald Trump now, of course, getting a big boost from those tech giants. In the meantime, with a late Thanksgiving this year, the holiday shopping season turns out to be 5 days shorter than last year, and owners of a small retail shops say people have been quick to snap up holiday decor along with gifts. Businesses also holding very special events to get shoppers in the door. Economists say overall the National Retail Federation predicts retail sales in November and December will rise about 2.5%. Also at SRNnews.com, the United States Marines leaving an old home.
The partial transfer of U.S. Marines from Okinawa in Japan to Guam is now underway. 12 years after Japan and the U.S. agreed to reduce American troop presence on the southern Japanese island. Under the plan, some 9,000 Marines will be transferred off Okinawa in phases, including some 4,000 that are going to Guam. Okinawa, which was under U.S. post-war occupation until 1972, is home to a majority of more than 50,000 American troops based in Japan under a bilateral security pact.
And this is SRN News. Historic discovery in Syria. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
The rebels who deposed strongman Bashar Assad have been going through his multiple palaces amongst the loot and fast cars and other treasures. They've unearthed a 500-year-old Torah scroll. It was discovered in the basement of one of Assad's palaces and testifies to the thriving Jewish community that long existed in Syria. Paul came to Christ on the road to Damascus, where he was planning to persecute believers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another anti-Semitic incident in Australia. Vandals torching a car, spraying graffiti with anti-Israeli slogans in a Sydney suburb. That attack comes just days after federal police established a task force to investigate ongoing and in many areas increasing incidents of such crimes throughout a good chunk of the country. This is SRN News. European Central Bank cutting interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point.
The cut comes amid signs of weakening growth and concern about the impact of political chaos in France and the possibility of new U.S. import tariffs. The bank's rate-setting committee made the decision to lower the benchmark rate from 3.25% to 3%. Lower rates should support growth amid signs that the post-pandemic recovery is slowing in the 20 countries that use the euro currency.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Supreme Court will take up business-backed appeal that could make it easier to challenge federal regulations acting in a dispute related to California's nation-leading standards for vehicle emissions. Justices agreeing Friday to hear an appeal filed by fuel producers who object to a waiver that's been granted to the California in 2022 by the EPA. More details, SRNnews.com.